Today, we finished our verse-by-verse study of Philippians, which I really enjoyed personally, and that focused on living the Christian life. So the Sunday school class has a couple more weeks of in-depth study of Philippians. So what we're going to do is carry on this theme of living the Christian life. So we'll do a few sermons on some strategies, Christian life strategies. How do we do this stuff that Paul is telling the Philippians? So today we're going to start out in 2 Timothy. So turn in your Bibles, if you would, please, to 2 Timothy. We'll be in about the middle of chapter 3, for 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to focus on some specific strategies on how to live out this kind of life in the real world. In some sense, this is going to connect our Thursday night adult class that we're going through with this real-world Christianity. So just a word about this idea of real-world Christianity. So there's two different kinds of Christianities, it seems to me. There's the Christianity of folks that claim the name of Jesus, and they kind of go through the motions. They go to church on Sundays, and they are very polite, and they listen to the sermon, and they pat the pastor on the back and say, great job. And then they go off. And their Christianity seems to sort of go home and kind of get put on the shelf. Doesn't mean they're bad people the rest of the week, but Christianity seems to be their Sunday thing. And then, you know, they try to kind of be Christ-like during the week, but really Christianity is their Sunday thing. And that's not real Christianity. Real Christianity in the real world is Christianity that is people who are following Jesus as they walk through their daily lives. And every aspect of their lives should be at least impacted or touched in some way by their faith in Jesus Christ. And the reason I know that is because our passage in Matthew 28 that we refer to all the time, Jesus says, go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he says, and teaching him to obey all that I've given you. So let me connect up a couple of things. Make disciples and teach them to follow the stuff I told you. So it isn't to go out and make converts, although that's kind of like the first step, right? But if we're focusing on making converts, getting people to pray this sinner's prayer and good, now you're a Christian, we're kind of missing what he said. He said, go and make disciples. And getting people to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior is like really, really important. But a lot of times we kind of leave it there. A disciple is someone who not only follows the teaching, but follows it in the way they live their lives. Whoever you are a disciple of, it's the person that you try to emulate. If you're a college basketball player and you're, you know, 6 foot 11 inches tall and fast as lightning, you probably have an NBA star that you try to emulate. So you might say that you are a disciple of that person. A disciple follows the lead of the master and wants to be like the master. You do the things that the master does. Here's an equivalent for you. If you work in construction trades and some other trades, they have a system. You start out as sort of a general laborer, right? And then you become, at some point, you become an apprentice, and then you learn a little bit more stuff, and then you become a journeyman, and eventually you become a master. And one of the key things between going from journeyman to master is you have to be able to do something that the master does. And so that last little leap, I mean, it's one thing to be an apprentice. That means you're trying to do what the master does and all that. But a journeyman means you're almost there. You're almost there. You're doing what you've been taught. But the master lives his craft. And the journeyman's goal is to be a master. So let me rewind this for you. Go into all the world and make little masters of everyone by teaching them everything I've given you. And how do I know this? Because throughout Scripture, we see the admonition that to be Christ-like. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So the whole game plan is for us to be Christ-like. So real-world Christianity, if it's real Christianity, or is Christians becoming more and more Christ-like, and you can't just do that on Sunday. Wherever you work, wherever you play, whatever organization you belong to, you are a Christian who belongs to that organization. I don't care what organization that you belong to. You're a Christian who belongs to that organization. You know, I've gone to Biola a couple of times. Just look at my student loan debt. Biola's a really interesting school. It's one of the top-tier universities in the country now. But you don't hear much about it because it's a Christian university. But I'm saying it's way up there academically and all that. But here's the interesting thing. Their mission statements, their goal is not they do have a seminary, and their object is not to kid all these kids out of the world and just teach them Christianity. Their goal is to take kids out of the world, teach them all of the trades. They have a school of business now. They have a school of science now. Their goal is to take kids and teach them how to be Christian filmmakers and Christian bankers. I know that's an oxymoron. But you see what I'm saying? Their goal is to take young folks that go into the school and old folks like me and teach them to be Christians in whatever trade they have to be in. And that's what it means to be a disciple, is to be like Christ wherever you go in everything you do. Now, I'm not talking about standing on the street corner with a bullhorn and, you know, that kind of thing. In your daily walk in life, you need to be Christ-like. So the next few weeks, we're going to talk about some strategies to do that. We're going to cover different strategies through November, and that'll take us up to December, and then we'll do a series on Advent. We'll do 4 Sundays on Advent, which will be really cool, culminating in the last Sunday of the month when we'll do the dedication of the gazebo. And then we will begin another verse-by-verse in-depth study of the book of James. Because James is the guy who says, you know, you say you have faith, but you have no works. You know, show me your works, and I'll show you faith. And that gets all mixed up because people think it's a works theology. It isn't. He's just saying what I'm saying. A Christian ought to have the life of Christ radiating out from them. So that's going to be our goal as we kick into the new year. So let's look at this week. This week we're going to look at the Word of God. That's the Bible itself. You see, the Bible is more than just a book. It is God's guidebook for life. It's how do you do it? The contents in this book provide the resources for growth and strength. They're available for every Christian who will just take advantage of them. D.L. Moody was in the 1860s, he was one of the great evangelists of his day. He had this to say, the scriptures were not given for our information, but for our transformation.